Hershey's Milk Chocolate with Whole Almonds makes for a wholly amazing, wholly delicious experience that's, well, wholly Hershey's. Everyone to get to experience the satisfying surprise of a whole almond tucked inside creamy Hershey's chocolate. So don't wait your whole life to try Hershey's Milk Chocolate with Whole Almonds. And if you've already had it, then chances are you're already a lifelong fan of this confectionery delight. Find Hershey's Milk Chocolate with Whole Almonds wherever candy is sold.
Dave Moore
on Today FM.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Are you excited about tonight?
I'm really excited. I love Tala.
Tell everybody where you are and what you'll be doing.
I'm in the Civic Tala at 8 o'clock in the theatre there.
The theatre, what a brilliant theatre as well.
Absolutely fabulous. And I love the audience there. And it's with my new show, Further Adventures in Womaning.
In Womaning. What an amazing noun. Womaning.
Well, me and my partner Paul, he works with me, we spent ages trying to figure out the title.
Yeah.
You know, it's so important to get it right. And then I love that word, adulting. Why not say womaning? Because it's all female stuff. So we had proposed names like 18 Hour Girdle Girl and stuff. And then they just weren't right.
Right.
And so then we landed
you
on
landed
that.
On womaning. Yeah. Okay, so then to my audience who are listening now, who might go along tonight to the Civic Theatre, if you have any smarts, get yourself along and have a laugh. But what is it about?
Okay, so it's, like I said, taking that whole female thing, remembering all those images of women that we had when I was growing up. I'm in my 50s now. I remember ads for 18 Hour Girdles, Cross Your Heart Bras, there's chiffon scarf tests and...
Was the chiffon scarf test where you would drop a chiffon scarf down your leg and if you didn't shave your legs, it would stick to your leg?
Disgust.
Oh my God. Think
you
about
remember,
that.
Because I often say that to the audience and they're like, and then I really have to remind them. And so I was thinking all those images and I was going, like, they were really hammered into our heads when we were kids.
Yeah,
and then my mum always wore a big girdle and she was a great cook and it was all that domestic stuff. And my life did not pan out that way at all.
No.
Neither did the lives of anybody I know.
Yeah.
It's all so different. So I just wanted to go back, have a look at all that and see the way things unfolded. So that was my starting off point.
Okay. And then from there, we've got this show that we'll see tonight in the Civic Theatre. Amazing.
Yeah.
And you mentioned your partner, Paul, there. So Paul and you work on all this kind of stuff together. But does he bring a male perspective to things or does he just bring a comedy perspective or a writing perspective to
things?
He
brings a comedy perspective and he definitely brings a male perspective because he's like what the men would find funny.
Yes.
And I love that. So what I do is I just write out every single idea that I want to go into the show because a lot of it is just that was then, this is now, or like being an older woman in the gym and...
all of those things.
The indignities of that. And then he'll come along and if... the ideas land with him, I judge whether or not they're good enough and then he really funnies it up and then he directs it for me.
Oh, fantastic.
We really work it up in the rehearsal room rather than in the past I would have really worked in stuff in little clubs for like months and months and months. Instead, I really put all the months into the writing
into the writing.
Then we work on it in the room.
Brilliant. And I've asked this of a couple of people I've been interviewing lately who have... written movies, for example, with their partners. And I wonder that dynamic, because I have a wonderful wife at home, but I'm glad that we professionally operate separately. So I wonder, because one of my questions always is, like, let's say, for example, you're working on a bit and a piece of the script that needs a bit of work or a piece of direction, whatever it is. I'd be sitting there going, did you do the dishwasher or am I on the bins? Like, I'd just be thinking of the wrong things. Like, if I had to start working with my wife on those things. Can you separate that with you and
we
Paul?
We can totally separate it because I'm totally undomesticated. So he does all that. I don't even ask. I'm with Joan Rivers on that, you know,
gotcha.
And how tidy in the house. She said, oh, you do the whole house and then 6 months later you have to do it again. That would be me.
Yes,
that would
you.
Be me.
I
like
you.
I said, I totally rejected all those feminine tropes. So my obsession is comedy. My obsession is writing the funny thing. I love it.
Cool. That is the most important thing to have about your career is that you love it. Okay, so I'm going to ask you a question and see if my research has turned to something that no one else has asked you about. Did you win a Texaco art competition as a child?
Yes.
And has anyone asked you that before?
No.
Yes! Thank you. Pat me on the back.
I was in the calendar.
You were, so what did you draw?
I was obsessed with painting. I taught myself to paint in oils when I was a kid. I actually wanted to be a painter.
So that was your dream?
That was my dream. And I keep wanting to go back to painting. But I am afraid that if I pick up my brushes again, I'm obsessive.
The comedy will move to the side.
So I don't. But I did a beautiful painting of a kingfisher, and it was in the Texaco children's calendar.
How do you know that? Because I like to just spend my time and find little quirky things that maybe other people have struggled to find. But you search far enough on the internet, you'll find lots of things. Only found good things about you.
Well,
don't worry.
Oh, that's good.
Look, people will know you obviously from The Newlyweds, where there was a wonderful long-running comedy troupe. It was absolutely brilliant. And you guys, you know, separated and got back together, and then there was the whole run from, was it 2011, 2018? You guys were back together. Yeah. And then obviously it came to a natural end again. What are your feelings towards all of that? It was such an amazing combination of talents, but difficult to keep three people on the same page all the time.
Oh, it was really, it was me and Sue Collins always kept it going. And then we started it with Tara Flynn, and then there was Karen Egan, there was Susanna Derrickson, there was Josie O'Reilly. And then our last one was Maria Teche, a wonderful musician. And it was brilliant. I really believed in what we were doing. I loved, the reason I think audiences absolutely loved it is there was this bed of beautiful harmony music. There's nothing nicer than vocal harmonies.
Vocal harmony, yeah.
And then the lyrics were really, really funny. And then the whole premise was funny. I loved it. It was great. But there was times when we were on the cusp of getting really huge breaks, and then we'd go through a lineup change for various reasons. And it was always putting us on the back foot, which was a shame.
Yeah,
you know?
These things happen, I suppose. Like I said, when there's that many personalities involved, it's difficult.
It's difficult. It was 98. We were like, the BBC were after us for a sitcom. There were so many things happening.
Yes.
And just at that point, there was a change. And that, I don't think we ever recovered from that, but
that
we kept
can happen.
Going.
You did keep going, absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay, quick fire around before I let you go. Ask my guests, all my guests, these questions, so see how you fare. Now, you've said you're obsessed with comedy, right?
Yeah.
But let's park that for a second. Like, right now, in this moment today, Anne, other than your Civic Theatre show tonight, what are you obsessed about? There's an answer coming here, lads.
This sounds pathetic, but I am obsessed with my show. My obsession at the moment is my show. I am obsessed with what I'm doing.
Well, that is a brilliant answer then.
I adore my audiences. I just love the people who come.
Who's the most famous person on that phone of yours?
Oh, Jesus, I am. God, I'm coming. Jeez, Dave, I feel like you're digging it hard for me. I'm sounding really. I just like my show.
I don't have any friends on my phone. No, I'm not doing that to you at all.
Famous. Comedians. Probably Tommy Tiernan's number in there.
There you go. That's a big answer, Tommy Tiernan. Let me tell you that. A lot of people listening would love that.
Just a bloke who does comedy.
That's the truth. The other question I ask people is, think about when you're about 8 years old. Where were you in school when you were in eight? We'd say second class.
I was in school in Clunacool in County Sligo,
which
is a little village at the foot of the Ox Mountains. And we lived a bit away from there, but I went there because my Auntie Anne taught there.
Oh, right. Yeah. We had a little break. If it was Auntie Anne that was teaching, whenever the teacher said, take out your lunchbox, what was inside?
Ham sandwiches.
Beautiful.
in white bread. And then we would always, on the way back through Tubbercurry, on the way home, we'd stop to do the shopping, and Mum used to always say, get half a pound of ham, cut thinly. It was like to make it spread as much as possible. To spread it out through the sandwiches. So it was literally like transparencies of ham.
Barely pink.
You could see through it. It was like a chiffon scarf, the ham.
Amazing.
So this, in Sirless, a supermarket in Tubbercurry, like you could really
as thin
get
as possible.
A sliver, little slivers of ham. I was shocked the first time I worked as a short order cook in America then. And I was shocked to the amount of ham.
The thickness of the slices.
Yeah, because when you would make sandwiches in America, they'd have all the ham.
That's right, I've seen those with a huge amount of layers.
You know, your basic sandwich would have like a huge like layers and layers. And I was thinking, oh, I remember back in Sligo with our transparencies. So we used to have ham transparency sandwiches.
So good. Ham transparencies, yeah. I'll take it that forever.
And we used to have orange cordial.
Oh, I remember that.
And, and my mum used to put them in little bottles she had. So I always remember this. There'd be sauce bottles. So you'd remember like HB sauce. So she'd wash out the HB sauce bottle and her orange cordial would be in there. But sometimes it wouldn't be washed out really well.
Oh, no.
So you'd have orange cordial with a hint of HP sauce.
Delicious. Right, and the final question I ask everybody, because I don't, Anne, do you wash your legs in the shower?
Oh, Jesus, yeah.
Really?
Why wouldn't you wash your legs
I've
in the shower?
I've never washed them.
Oh, no, I like a big soapy sponge.
A lot of people do that.
Tell you what I do, Dave?
Go on.
I love to sponge my legs and I sponge them up and down. And then I like the suds running all over my varicose vein. Actually, I have to say, I talk about varicose veins in
the show. I'm sure you do.
Because I'm talking about how women on stage now are nude all the time. And I was thinking of doing that. You know, they wear so little
That's
clothes.
Right,
and
yeah.
I'm saying the number one reason I couldn't is that I have unbelievable varicose veins. My legs are like a satellite picture of the Nile. And you know, now there's a whole thing. It doesn't matter what age you are, you're young. So you'll see women in their 40s, even their 50s, going around in their bikini shots and their little shorts. And they all have these perfect, not no blemish at all legs. Mm. And I go, how?
How? Is this,
how?
Is it post-production photoshopping? Is it the filters on the photo itself? I don't know.
Well, they're obviously having amazing jobs done on the legs. But look, come on, Irish people, Irish women get varicose veins.
Yes.
There should be a campaign to eroticize 50 shades of varicose.
Anne Gildea to the Civic Theatre tonight in Tala. Do not miss it. If you can't make it there, go to Anne's website, annegildea.com, for dates and tickets. Anne, a pleasure as always. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Dave Moore on Today FM.
Hershey's milk chocolate with whole almonds makes for a wholly amazing, wholly delicious experience that's, well, wholly Hershey's. Everyone should get to experience the satisfying surprise of a whole almond tucked inside creamy Hershey's chocolate. So don't wait your whole life to try Hershey's milk chocolate with whole almonds. And if you've already had it, then chances are you're already a lifelong fan of this confectionery delight. Find Hershey's milk chocolate with whole almonds wherever candy is sold.